This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of LabCast. I'm Brendan Knoyer, and today, part two of our conversation with OpenView Senior Advisor Joe Pilizzi and Robert Rose of the Content Marketing Institute. Now, part one took a look at some of the ways companies can go about building their content teams for content marketing. Now, in part two, Joe and Rob will discuss some of the benefits of starting simple with your strategy and why this whole content marketing thing has been around a lot longer than you think. And it seems like another sort of theme about all this is also sort of, you know, start simple. Robert even mentioned a bunch of different things that people might look at this and be like, wow, SEO, we have to learn SEO now. We have to learn how to do that better. And we have to learn all these different social media strategies. We have to learn all these different channels for delivering this content via newsletters, videos, all this stuff. It's intimidating, I think. And I think, you know, maybe one of the lessons is, you know, do one thing really well first, figure out what that story is and the best way to tell it first, and then kind of build from there. And I think that might be, you know, especially for younger companies with limited resources, that might be, you know, certainly the right way to go. And even for larger companies as well, as far as, you know, getting started and really getting the ball rolling in the right direction.
Well, you're right to say that there's more shiny tools out there than ever before. But they said the same thing when print came along and radio and television and movies and all that stuff. I mean, it's just going at a faster rate than ever before. So what we're dealing with has not changed. And we make this point at Content Marketing World. We talked about the fact that this storytelling stuff, this content marketing stuff, has been going on for hundreds of years. And you could probably take it back to cave paintings. I mean, how did somebody sell their wares? They told a story to do that. It's just somewhere along the way it got perverted a little bit where we started to focus more on just interrupting people, as Seth Godin has said for permission marketing very well for years, and we forgot how to tell a compelling story, which is kind of sad. Well, now, because of search engine optimization, lead generation, and social media, it's back on the map. I mean, storytelling wins. So, yeah, start small, but just understand what is the story, what's your content mission. What are you trying to tell? How is that going to affect your business? And then focus on, I mean, realistically, let's say if you're not doing anything, focus on a couple tools that you feel are the best channels to go after. That could be, for a small company, obviously a blog is probably one of the number ones, because it's just a tool, nothing more than a tool, just like anything else we talked about. But it's an easy way to get content out there that integrates really well with social media and it's great for search engines. So, I mean, that's one way to look at it. And then add a couple twists to it as you're checking out what works and what doesn't work. Could be white papers, could be video, could be podcasts, which is, as Andrew Davis from Tipping Point Lab says, it's the most underutilized channel in the world is the podcast, because people are running around and they can't watch their televisions in the car, but they can listen to a podcast. So start with the one or two that you know and do really well, but you can't do any of that stuff unless you figure out what is the story. How is this story affecting the pain points of my customers? And then, of course, that means it's not about you then, right? It's content that is going to help them, but it's going to affect your marketing. What way? Get out there what those results might be, get some feedback, start changing, and it's an iterative process as you go through it, and then you get better and better, and before long, you're a content marketer.
It's amazing to me how many businesses will look at social media, content marketing, their blog strategy, their web strategy, whatever it is, without looking at that content strategy first, without figuring out what their story is. And I think the root of the overwhelming part of it is it's not unlike walking up to somebody and saying, okay, I want you to stand up in front of 1,000 people and talk for 30 minutes. Well, what should I talk about? Well, just talk. And that's overwhelming, and people get really scared, and they get overwhelmed because they don't know what they're about to say. And so when we come up with a strategy that says, we need to figure out what our Facebook strategy is, we need to figure out what our Twitter strategy is, we need to figure out what our blog strategy is, without first figuring out the story, it's like standing up in front of the microphone of 1,000 people and going, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. And that's why it feels so overwhelming to many businesses, because, and that's why I think we get the question so many times of, what am I supposed to say? Mm-hmm. Because they don't know. And going and figuring out that story is such an important piece, and figuring out who I'm talking to and telling that story to is the second most important piece. then the channels kind of define themselves, quite frankly. You know, you start playing around and the technology is really quite simple, and it just becomes of how much effort do we really want to put into this. Now we know exactly what we want to say. We have a really compelling message. Now it's just what channels do we want to use to tell it.
Well, I think for a small company, just to add on that, let's say it's a startup, you know, you're not rolling it in yet, but you know you want to do some of this content marketing stuff and tell your story. A lot of the mistakes that are made is, oh, well, you don't want to exclude all these people, so we're going to go broad with our message. But that's like you just said, it's like, oh, my gosh, like if I'm talking to 1,000, let's say, no, there's 1,000 people, there's 20 different buyer personas. Well, that's unmanageable. You can't create a story that's going to resonate with all those people. So go small, go niche. So we talked about this today. What can you be the world's leading expert in? For, let's say that you're a marketing automation company. Probably if you're a startup, you can't say marketing automation.
Right.
But you could just say marketing automation for farmers.
Right.
You know, whatever, right? Yeah. But yeah. We are the leading provider of marketing automation services for the farming community. You know what? I can create a story for that.
Yeah.
I know exactly who I'm targeting. I know exactly what their pain points are. Because you can always go broad. And as your content strategy gets more complex, then you might have something in farming. And then you have something in CPG or, you know, whatever the case is, right? But start smaller where you can really show your expertise, and people will then lean on you and say, oh, they are the expert. I'm going to go subscribe to their blog, get more information from them because I like their white paper, video, share it, whatever the case is.
Yeah. That great joke, the only difference between a crazy person and a stand-up comedian is an audience.
Very good.
Well, on that note, I want to thank you guys again for taking the time. We really appreciate the insight. And before we let you go, I'd love to give you a chance to tell the folks listening where they can go to find more from you. I believe there's a new piece of literature to discuss.
Yes, there is. It's so surprising that you brought that up.
Literature, even.
So Robert Rose and I recently wrote a book just released called Managing Content Marketing. You can type that into Google or go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's Books a Million, or any other wonderful online location. Managing Content Marketing. So pick that up. So any of those people interested in actually figuring out the process of content marketing, that book will help you. Content Marketing Institute has a lot of wonderful free resources for technology companies, and the best one might be Chief Content Officer Magazine, our quarterly magazine dedicated to this whole practice of content marketing. If you'd like to sign up for that, it's free. Type in Chief Content Officer into Google. It'll come right up. Should be the number one listing. And go ahead and sign up for that, and we'll send it to you as soon as the next issue's out. So did we miss anything, Robert? You
got
anything
else? No, that's lovely.
Okay, very good.
All right, thanks very much again, guys, and hopefully we can do this sometime again soon.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.